Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The BetMGM Network presents to you the most unique show in sports.
I'm going to say something now that some may take as a hot take, and I don't really care because I know that I'm right.
A show so unapologetically original, it needs its own word to describe it. Wagertainment.
Money won. Is twice as sweet as money earned.
Featuring the prop king himself, Nick Kostos.
People make this like this is some grand conspiracy. Who shot JFK? What's happening with Shedeur Sanders? And why in the world did Kim Kardashian date Pete Davidson? Some of the great questions in are the storied history of this country. How about this? He's bad. No one's trying to sabotage him. That's not what this is. He's just not very good. Dan Campbell's been coaching this way for years. People hate when others are successful. People want to see Dan Campbell fail because he's doing something different. And it's awful. And it's pathetic. You should like it. It's different. And it's worked. And he should not change the way he coaches.
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry. Terrific. Football Tuesday to you and yours. This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Kostos, Femi Abebefe, our crew, and you, here on the Odyssey app, on SiriusXM, on YouTube, on Twitch, on radio stations nationwide. We are in your hearts and in your minds as we bring you the fastest show in all of wagertainment. We're talking all things sports betting. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. Coming up today on the show, we've got news on Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers and his availability for Sunday's game at the 7-3 Chicago Bears. How does this news impact the way we want to bet this game? How does the news impact the way we want to bet the NFC and the AFC playoff picture? I think I've got really good answers to these questions, and I can't wait to share them with everybody as the show moves along. Man, we've got a ton of star updates in the NBA. Updates around star players. LeBron James, you know, the king. LeBron James could be making his season debut tonight for the Lakers. Upgraded to questionable. Hasn't played a game this season with sciatica. And let me tell you something. I'm 42. If I had sciatica, I'd be in bed for like 6 weeks. LeBron's going to play an NBA game possibly tonight with sciatica. Hashtag LeBron different. Will LeBron screw things up for the 10-4 LA Lakers? We'll get into it. And can Milwaukee and San Antonio respectively survive without Giannis and without Victor Wembanyama? Wemby out maybe upwards of a month. Giannis with the groin strain. We await the severity of that injury. We will talk about Milwaukee without Giannis, San Antonio without Wemby, and the Lakers with LeBron potentially back tonight. Coming up later in the show. Oh, baby. And Femi and I, in the final hour, in the power hour, we will roll through the biggest college football games coming up this weekend and give you our early bets, our early leans, our early betting thoughts. And one of the games that we will discuss, I always want to say the Pac-12 showdown, but the Pac-12 doesn't exist anymore. The Big Ten showdown in Eugene with Oregon and USC. We will hit the big college football games at 6 o'clock Eastern time. And in the power hour, in the final hour, it's all our bets for tonight in the world of sports. NBA, huge slate tonight in the association. We were just talking off air. Femi and I both have some bets that we will share with everyone. We're excited for that. We've got the National Hockey League, and we've got the Champions Classic tonight in college hoops. Duke and Kansas, with Duke as a huge favorite. No Darren Peterson, the prospective number one overall pick in the NBA draft for the Jayhawks. Cam Boozer obviously going to play for Duke. That's why Duke is a huge favorite. And in the first game, we'll give you the picks for this game and the thoughts for this game at 6 o'clock Eastern because it starts earlier at MSG, Kentucky and Michigan State. And I've got a bet on that game. I can't wait to discuss it with Femi and with all of you at 6 o'clock Eastern time. So all our bets for tonight will close the show in the power hour, in the final hour. And two tremendous guests join us as we move along. The Whale Capper Drew Dinsick, 6:20 p.m. Eastern time from NBC Sports. And Odyssey Sports NFL insider Mark Schlereth an hour from now at 5 o'clock Eastern time. But we officially begin. Terrific Football Tuesday edition of You Better You Bet with a Monday Night Football massacre. We're pretty early in this game, maybe not after like the first couple drives, but certainly in the first half, we could have all sang, "Turn out the lights, the party's over." Dandy Don, the former Dallas Cowboy, I'm sure watching his team last night dominate the Las Vegas Raiders, turning out the lights, the party was over. And candidly, I stayed up for the whole game. We probably could have all gone to bed at halftime. This game was absolutely over. Like, the Raiders were atrocious in this game and probably could have all gotten a couple extra hours of sleep. But you know, we love it. We got fantasy. We got props. Stay up for the whole thing as Dallas completes the 33-16 victory over the Las Vegas Raiders. And I texted the You Better You Bet group chat during the game, and I meant this. The Cowboys had points during last night's game. Looked like they could beat the 85 Bears. Looked like they could beat the 2007 Patriots. It was one of those games where it all coalesced and everything came together for the Dallas Cowboys. Now, if you're watching or listening and you are saying, "Well, Nick, of course they looked great. They played the Raiders." Duh. Of course that plays into it. And we will get to the Raiders part of this. And I've got what I think some people will consider a hot take to give about the Raiders. It is not a hot take. I used to, in another lifetime, do an NFL podcast for CBS Sports with my friends Will Brinson, Pete Prisco, and Jason LaCanfora. And we used to play a game on that show called Hot Take or Just Right. I'm going to give a take that some people may consider to be hot about the Las Vegas Raiders. But I guarantee that as time moves on, time marches on, for whom the bell tolls, the bell will toll for someone in the Las Vegas Raiders organization. And I think I've got the plan to fix the Las Vegas Raiders. But that is a story for about 20 minutes from now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
For right now, let's talk about the winners. To the victors go the spoils. The now 4-5-1 Dallas Cowboys. And I said yesterday on the show, I don't think the Cowboys are going to make the playoffs. And we'll get to that. Can Dallas make it? Can they beat the Eagles on Sunday, where they're 3.5-point home dog? Very interesting betting market. I said yesterday, I don't think they can make it. I will give you my updated thoughts coming up here in a little bit. But one thing was for sure. If the Cowboys were harboring any hopes of making the postseason, they absolutely had to win last night's game. And they did. So now we can have the conversation, and we will do that in moments. Dak Prescott, magnificent last night. And as I'm watching Dallas's offense slice and dice and shred the Raiders' defense, and poor Patrick Graham on the sideline, looking like someone just ran over his dog, knowing that there's no way that his defense is stopping the Dallas Cowboys offense, I'm actually thinking, and I'm saying this out loud on the airwaves for the first time, should my favorite football team, the New York Football Giants, should the Giants interview Clayton Adams to be their next head coach? Should Cowboys offensive coordinator Clayton Adams be drawing head coaching consideration? I think the answer to that question is yes. He's an absolute stud. And Shoddy's done a great job also. And Dak Prescott looked amazing last night. And it's funny because, you know, I bet the George Pickens over receiving yards prop. I give it out at the end of the show yesterday. And I play enough fantasy leagues where I've got Pickens in some leagues. I've got CeeDee Lamb in some leagues. Look, you play as much fantasy football as I do. You've got like every player in the league on one of these teams. So it kind of becomes like, what am I rooting for tonight in this matchup based on who's playing in the games? So I give the Pickens, you know, bet out at the end of the show. I bet George Pickens over receiving yards, and I'm watching the first drive of the game end. Where's George Pickens? Where's CeeDee Lamb? What's happening here? No reporting that they were like, what the hell's going on? And then we get the Lisa Salters report that coach's decision that Pickens and Lamb don't play on the first drive. And coincidentally, or perhaps not, the Cowboys go 3 and out and punt the ball to the Las Vegas Raiders. And then Pickens and CeeDee Lamb come into the game, yada, yada, yada. They both annihilate the Raiders defense. Pickens goes over 100 yards in a touchdown. Lamb 5 for 66 in a touchdown. And all I keep thinking about is the Raiders, right? And that meme of like what civilization would look like, idealized civilization, like civilization if this happened. And the picture in the meme is like this utopia setting, this futuristic setting where all the buildings are advanced and there's water and there's trees and it just looks absolutely beautiful. Like, this is utopia. This is what society should look like. And I'm sure the Raiders, with George Pickens and CeeDee Lamb not in the game, that's what society was like to them at that moment. Only having to deal with Kevontae Turpin and Ryan Flower. How did they pronounce his name? Like, Joe Buck was calling him Ryan, like, Flournoy? I thought it was Flournoy. Like, they added like 2 or 3 extra syllables to his name when he scored that touchdown. Flournoy, whatever. So I'm sure it was a lot easier for the Raiders to defend the Cowboys defense when Pickens and CeeDee Lamb weren't in the game. And just to toss this out there for our Cowboys fans, because I think that, you know, Cowboys fans are the ones that would get pissed about this. 31 other fan bases love this sort of thing. The George Pickens extension should be an absolute no-brainer for Dallas this offseason. A no-brainer for them to re-sign George Pickens. But you know what's going to happen. You know what Jerry's going to do here. They're going to drag this son of a bitch out. Maybe they'll franchise tag him. They're not going to give him the deal. And if they do, it'll be an upset. Like, this is what Jerry does. He did it with CeeDee. He did it with Dak. He freaking traded Micah Parsons. You think he's just going to give George Pickens his money? No, 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 no. No. That's going to be a disaster. But that's the story for the offseason. And it wasn't just Dallas's offense that kicked ass last night. We always call a spade on this show. We have to be honest. The Cowboys' defense was really good last night. Really, really good. And that might be Quinnen Williams, in his Cowboys' debut, his best game in a couple seasons, what he was putting on tape as a member of the New York Jets. He was unstoppable. 1.5 sacks. And to a man, after the game, you had Cowboys players talking about how awesome it was to have Quinnen Williams on the defensive line, drawing so much attention away from them. Kenny Clark said it. Osia Digizua said it. They were all saying what a force Quinnen Williams was and how Quinnen is going to make all of them better. And it wasn't just Quinnen that was playing last night for Dallas. We talked about it yesterday on the show. Damarrion Overshawn. First game since since him tearing his ACL last year in the Monday night game against the Bengals. When he's healthy and he's getting his legs underneath him, literally and figuratively, he's an absolute stud. I like Revell, the young cornerback who made his season debut. And great job by Buck and Aikman highlighting that the Cowboys felt he was a first-round talent, but he tore his ACL during the process, right? So he goes in the third round. I think he's going to be a player for them. You had Logan Wilson, who's really bad. I mean, the Bengals traded him. Did you think this was going to be like Brian Urlacher here for the Cowboys? So Logan Wilson's not very good. But I think we can all agree, right? This was the best Cowboys defensive effort of the season. And it's borne out in the final score. Like 16 points. By far the least amount of points the Dallas Cowboys defense has allowed all season. And I'll say it. This defensive front, it looks pretty good. Quinnen, Digizua, Donovan Ezeraku, Sam Williams, Jadeveon Clowney, Quinnen Williams, Kenny Clark. It's pretty good. And I loved how, with every play that like Quinnen Williams made, we get the shot of Jerry in the owner's box, grinning like the Cheshire Cat. And everybody is falling all over themselves to credit Jerry Jones. Wow, look what Jerry did. Look how he rebuilt this defense. Let me tell you more on something. This would be like if I burned down a house to embers, to ashes, and then rebuilt it. And you said, whoa, great job rebuilding the house. I burned the son of a bitch down. Why are you giving me credit for rebuilding what I burned down? It didn't need to be rebuilt. It didn't need to happen. He struck the match. He dropped the gasoline on it. He burnt the defense to the ground before week one. And now, at 4-5-1, now it's acceptable, and now you want to credit Jerry Jones for rebuilding what he broke? For fixing what he broke? Is this serious? Really? You might be asking yourself, do we still need to talk about Micah Parsons? My answer, you're damn right we do. We'll do it next.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.